So, to find the past tense in Spanish is relatively easy. You take something like to visit, which is
visitar.
Visitar.
And then you exchange the ending, the ar, for the ado from bravado. So, visited is
visitado.
Visitado.
And reserved would be
reservado.
Reservado.
And invited would be
invitado.
Invitado.
Now, this is what happens when these words end in AR. However, not everything we've been using ends in AR. For instance, what is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
Now, we didn't say comar, but we said
comer.
Comer.
Because it ends in ER. So to eat is spelt C-O-M-E-R. Now, when we're dealing with ER endings, things that end in ER, we cannot add the ado from bravado on the end to make the past tense. However, it remains equally easy, equally simple. Instead of replacing the ending, in this case the er at the end, the er on the end of comer, we're going to replace the ending with the ido from libido. So, again, what is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
Now, we're going to replace the er at the end with the ido from libido. So, what will eaten be in the past tense? Eaten.
Comido.
Comido.
So, I have eaten.
He comido.
He comido.
What is to leave in Spanish?
Salir.
Salir.
So, this is spelt S-A-L-I-R. Let's say we have a general rule here. If we have an ER ending or an IR ending, so anything that isn't AR, because most of what we've dealt with so far is AR. For instance, what was to visit?
Visitar.
Visitar.
And that will take the ado from bravado and the past tense will become visited, which is
visitado.
Visitado.
Another example ending in AR is to reserve. How would you say to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
But reserved?
Reservado.
Reservado.
So let's take as the rule that these words that end in AR will become ado, as in the ado from bravado in the past. But anything that doesn't end in AR will take the ido from libido. So one way to remember these two different words is that to speak in the past tense in Spanish requires an amount of bravado and libido. Okay, so again, what is to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Now we're going to replace the ir with the ido from libido. So how would you say, I have left?
He salido.
He salido.
What is to go in Spanish?
Ir.
Ir.
Now, I've told you a moment ago that when these words end in AR, in the past tense, they're replaced with the ado from bravado. And any of the ones that end in something else, like ER or IR or anything, will end in the past tense with the ido from libido. Now, to go, which, as you said, is
ir.
Ir.
Obviously, that's all there is. There's actually just an IR. So, the rule I've given you is replace the ER or the IR, whatever's at the end, with the ido from libido. So if to go is ir, and that's all there is, replace it with the ido from libido. So what will gone be?
Ido.
Ido.
Because that's all there is, so the entire thing is replaced. So I have gone.
He ido.
He ido.
He has gone.
Ha ido.
Ha ido.
With emphasis on he.
Él ha ido.
Él ha ido.
You, informal, have gone.
Has ido.
Has ido.
Again, what is to leave in Spanish?
Salir.
Salir.
And what will left be?
Salido.
Salido.
How would you say you, all of you, have left?
Han salido.
Han salido.
They have left.
Han salido.
Han salido.
We have left.
Hemos salido.
Hemos salido.
Again, we have, like the other we's, are the odd ones out, but you'll get used to them over time. How would you say we haven't left?
No hemos salido.
No hemos salido.
We haven't eaten.
No hemos comido.
No hemos comido.
What is to come in Spanish?
Venir.
Venir.
So, came?
Venido.
Venido.
We have come.
Hemos venido.
Hemos venido.
But now, going back to the ardos, how would you say, I have taken?
He tomado.
He tomado.
How do you think you would say, I have taken it? Now, what you've probably said is something like he tomado lo, where you've put the lo at the end, which is to be expected because so far that's what you've been doing. For instance, what is to take?
Tomar.
Tomar.
And to take it?
Tomarlo.
Tomarlo.
Let's try another example. What would be to eat it?
Comerlo.
Comerlo.
To prepare it.
Prepararlo.
Prepararlo.
Now, in order to understand exactly where the it should go, we need to understand the word it a bit better. So, for one moment, how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.